setting up the mystery that would captivate and horrify America. As news of the quadruple homicide spread beyond the borders of Moscow, Idaho, it quickly became apparent that this case would capture the attention of the entire nation in ways that few criminal cases ever do. The circumstances surrounding the murders, four promising college students killed in their sleep, apparently by an unknown assailant who managed to enter and exit the house without detection by surviving roommates, created a perfect storm of mystery, fear, and fascination that would dominate headlines for months to come. The case possessed all the elements of a real-life thriller that seemed almost too horrific to be true. There was an idyllic setting destroyed by unthinkable violence. There were the victims themselves. Young, attractive, successful students with their whole lives ahead of them. There was the mystery of how someone could commit such a brutal crime and disappear into the night, leaving behind few clues and even fewer answers. Most disturbing of all, there was the realization that if this could happen in Moscow, Idaho, in a house full of college students, in what was considered one of the safest college towns in America, then it could happen anywhere. The investigation that followed would become one of the most closely watched criminal cases in recent memory, with every development scrutinized by a public hungry for answers and justice. Social media would buzz with theories and speculation. True crime podcasts would dissect every detail, and the victims' families would find themselves thrust into an unwanted spotlight as they grieve their unimaginable losses. The case would raise uncomfortable questions about safety, security, and the vulnerability of young people living independently for the first time in their lives. Law enforcement agencies would find themselves under intense pressure to solve a case that seemed to defy easy resolution, while the community of Moscow would struggle to reconcile the brutal reality of what had happened with their conception of their town as a haven. The ripple effects would extend far beyond Idaho's borders, influence campus security policies, student housing decisions, and the collective psyche of college communities across America. The early morning hours of November 13, 2022 marked a turning point not just for Moscow, Idaho, but for the broader American consciousness about safety, security, and the vulnerability that exists even in our most trusted spaces. What began as another quiet night in a peaceful college town became the opening chapter of a story that would captivate and horrify millions, transforming four young lives cut tragically short into symbols of innocence lost and justice sought. The investigation that would follow, the community that would struggle to heal, and the nation that would watch with rapt attention all stemmed from those dark hours when evil visited a place that had never imagined it could happen there. The night that changed everything had begun, and its reverberation would be felt for years to come, serving as a stark reminder that horror can strike anywhere, anytime, shattering our illusions of safety and forcing us to confront the reality that monsters sometimes walk among us, hidden in plain sight until they choose to reveal their true nature in the most devastating way possible. Stay connected. https://elc-publishing-newsletter.beehive.com/ Your support means everything.